The Mexican-American War by Maya,
Marley,
Peter,
Jackson,
Harrison,
and Eric. Hi, I'm the USA. I'm in charge. I'm here to stay. And I'm here to enforce my conditions. The divides at Rio Grande, I'll force you to submission.
Hola, mi nombre es Mexico. And I'm here to say that just won't go. The divide for Texas has to be the Nueces River. And if you don't agree, we'll make you quiver.
Well, it seems like we're gonna have to fight. We'll attack you day and night.
We'll hurt you and shake you to your core.
Get ready for the Mexican-American War.
The Mexicans wanted the border of Texas to be at the Nueces River. But the United States of America wanted at the Rio Grande.
Taylor, get down and secure the Texan border. Those Mexicans need to stay off our land once and for all.
Taylor went down into Texas and told the Mexicans to leave. The Mexicans pushed back and a battle erupts.
Oh no! This situation is out of control. I must stop it before it escalates into a full-blown war. What can I do? Santa Ana, if I release you, will you help calm the situation down?
Of course. Not.
Santa Anna returned to Mexico, but instead of stopping the impending war, he rallied his followers against America. President Polk was livid.
I, the President of the United States of America, declare war on Mexico.
There were many bloody battles in the Mexican-American War, the Battle of Molino del Rey and the infamous Battle of El Paso.
The Mexican-American War had one of the highest casualty rates in American history.
The Treaty of Guadalupe must be the solution. Mexico was backed into a corner, and we can take advantage. California and the states between it and Texas shall be ours.
Hey, I found gold! And it's only been a day since we got California. This is sweet!
What? I've been mining there with my fellow Mexicans for years. No!
The Americans wanted Texas, as did Mexico. They argued over which river the border ended at, the Rio Grande or the Nueces. And they could not reach an agreement in time to prevent war.
James K. Polk was the President of the United States of America from 1845 to 1849, known for his territorial expansion.
General Zachary Taylor led the first battle of the Mexican-American War, and later became the 12th President of the United States of America.
Santa Anna was the dictator of Mexico during the Alamo, and later became the President. My name is Keanu, and I live here in Texas. There are Mexicans that just don't believe Texas ends at the Rio Grande. We want Texas, they want Texas, so we gonna have to fight.
The year was 1846. The Mexican-American War has just started. Tension had been growing since the Texan independence, and war was imminent.
Tension so thick you could cut it with a knife.
This war settled the Texan independence, and the borders have remained to this day.
It also increased westward expansion and gave America a huge amount of land, including California, which soon led to the gold rush and mass immigration.